Hello, Jess Granger.
Hey Jessica, it's Sam at Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. Did you have a couple minutes to talk right now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I got some answers on the file, and I have
Okay.
some options for you. I think it's pretty in line with what we were looking for, kind of expecting here.
Okay.
So basically, we went forward with the option to get you some additional cash right now to help with, the cost of the current loan of the new trainer. So what I was able to get you approved for is $35,500.
Okay.
Now I know that we're going forward with this with the kind of idea that we want to get that overall payoff loan a little further down the line to get you out of the BizFi contract. So
Right.
that's pretty much how this is set up. It would be set up on a 6 month term. With a it's so it's going to be a daily payment of 366. That would mean if you borrow 35,500, you would be paying back 46,000 over that full term. Now,
Okay.
talking to the underwriters, we kind of ran some numbers here. It looks like you would be eligible for the renewal where we would refinance you out of all of the loans and give you the overall loan in January with this. So
Okay.
if that were the case, if we did it in January, the program that I have you approved for offers a full interest forgiveness for when you do renew. So what that means is if you renew this 6 month loan 4 months into it, the remaining interest balance on those last 2 months will be forgiven. So you see a savings of about 5,000 there. So your true cost for the loan, if we did the renewal, would be about 41,000. Now, and then at that point, we would also refinance you out of the BizFi contract. And just to give you a little idea of kind of how what we're working with here, your BizFi contract. I mean, I don't want to speak poorly of another company or anything like that. It's not really what we need to do, but really the rate that they have you at is a good 14 points higher than what we're getting you into right now. And with that, once you establish your relationship with us as an existing customer, when that renewal time comes, the rates only get better for returning customers. So we're working with about a 14 to 15 percentage difference on the balances that we're going to be offering you.
Okay.
So, strategically speaking, you would be saving a whole lot of money getting into the larger program. And the way we would do it is get you the 35,000 now to help you cover the cost of the loans, get the new trainer in, and then come January, we'll refinance you out of both of those loans that you'll have.
Okay, and then what would that look like in January, that
Sure.
refinance? Like what?
Sure. So looking at this, it looks like the. Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull up the BizFi information. We think we're at about 80,000 on the BizFi balance, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are talking 4 months, and I think you're a little over 5,000 on the monthly output for the BizFi. So
Right.
we'd be looking at paying off a current loan balance, including the remaining balance that would be on, this new loan. You would be looking at something around 60,000 in January for what your current debt would be. We would then refinance you out of that. So it would be something along the lines of, I mean, I guess it would depend on how much you would like to take on at that point. We could get you as much as 120,000 at that point, where 60,000 would be paid completely paid off, and then you would net another additional 60,000 at the much lower rate that we are offering.
Okay, and what is that, like, just refinancing and not taking additional in January? What does that look like in terms of a daily, or does that switch to monthly because it's a longer term? What
So
does that look like?
at that point, we would probably be able to take the jump to weekly payments. Monthly, I think I would have to see a pretty large increase in the personal credit to be able to get that at that time. Which, give me 1 second here. It looks like we're working with like a 667. Usually what I see to get the monthly, and I'm not really supposed to give the actual number, over 15, then the monthly becomes available. But weekly, if you do the first loan with us and you establish that you make the payments on time, weekly can definitely be on the table for that refi in January.
Okay. And what would that look like? Like, well, how would my monthly be changing at that point? That's what I'm trying to...
Sure. So it would depend on the amount that you want to go for, and we will actually have different term options to give you at that point. Usually for returning customers, I go up to, at least 18 months. So it would be stretched out a lot longer, giving you a lower payment. And I can kind of play with those terms to tweak it to find it where you want it.
Okay. Yeah, I'd kind of want to see what it would look, just basically the refi of where we'd be at, without any additional at that point.
Sure.
Just so, because I have to start planning for next year, and I want to try to figure this out before I decide.
I think the major issue for you is at that time when you have that balance in January, that a large portion of it is going to be on the BizFi. So you just want to get out of that because that's such a high rate.
Right.
So basically, I can get you pretty much any amount that you're looking for, and we can stretch it over any term that we qualify for. Typically, I see 18 months for returning customers, so we'll have some room to work with. You'd probably be looking at a loan anywhere between 60 and 100,000. If I can do some quick math here just to give you a roundabout idea.
Yeah.
Let's see. So let's work with the 100. Just that's kind of an easy number for me. So, and I'll calculate it at the same rate that we have this loan, just so that will be the high end for you, because usually the rates only get better for returning customers, but I'll play it safe and just do it at the same. Okay. So at that point, let me see. Sorry, it's taking me a second here.
Okay.
Divided by 21. So at that point, you would probably, if you took on addition, so on the 100, that means you would take on an additional 40,000. You would be looking at a payment of, I calculated it with a daily, so let me go ahead and translate it to a weekly. So it's about 320. So at that point, you would be looking at about $1,600 a week, and that would be if you took on the additional 40. So if it were just like a straight refi on 60, equals. So if it were just the straight refi on a weekly, you'd be at about $1,300 at that point. And that's at the rate that we would get you into here right now. But it would just be, it would be a little better than that. Which I can actually calculate real quick the difference of what it would be with the BizFi at the rate that you're at right now too.
That doesn't really help. I think that the term is too short, because I'm still like at $5,200 a month doing a straight refi, and it's not helping me.
Let me see. $5,200 times 4. Yeah, so what I'm getting is coming right back at $5,200 a month. Yeah, so at that point, it would be about $5,200 a month, but that's also including the additional funds that you have from the second loan as well. So you're talking about getting probably, you know, $35,000 more in the next 4 months and having that same output going forward after that.
Yeah. And then, but to, I'm just, you know, calculating that additional, it's 366 and that's about 20 days.
Yes.
About 20 days. That's 7320 added on. And that's, I mean, that's just going to disappear in no time. That's not going to, in addition to what I have.
Okay. I'm trying to straighten these out. Sorry, my numbers got a little scrambled here.
Yeah, I mean, the additional 366 day rate is just, you know,
the additional payment in the interim period?
Yeah, that's just, you know, 35,000.
I mean, it's a really good approval in the sense that the way these things work, typically when you have an existing loan, if you get a second loan, it's called a second position loan, right? Mm-hmm. So when a loan is a second position loan, it is for a lower amount than the original loan. But because it's a second position loan, that means it gets paid, it gets paid second to the original loan. Because of that, those loans are generally more expensive than the first loan. Now, mm-hmm. even with that, you know, being the reality of a second position loan, the one that we have for you is still 14 points less expensive than what your current loan is.
Right.
So as far as second position loans go, it's one of the better approvals I've actually seen. And I guess the big advantage
like
is
the way I'm looking at it is, you know, to get the 35 to pay the 366 daily. It's
uh-huh.
just paying, just paying that. Like that'll get that 35. Getting that 35 will get, you know, sucked up in the monthly payments in like less than 5 months.
Yeah, and it's looking like you're probably 4 months out from being able to do the full refinance.
Yeah.
Now, also, do you guys experience any influx in your cash flow when you come up to the end of the year here?
Sometimes it slows down in January, but it depends. It's not really seasonal, but sometimes things slow down a little bit in January.
Oh, they slow down in January?
Yeah.
Okay, and if it's going to slow down anytime, that's the better time. Because when we get to that point, the total amount that is pretty much made available to you is going to be based on those recent, the cash flow in those recent months. So if you're eligible in January, we'll be looking at it before the slowdown. So
right.
That's a good thing.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess I'm just going to have to look at this a little bit and think about it.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I can generate the documents for the $35,000 and send them over mm-hmm. to you to review. I mean, you can see, and actually I would encourage you to compare it to the BizFi contract that you have and just see everything that's in there that's not in the BizFi contract. There are a lot of discounts built into this. I said, when you do renew, the remaining interest balance would be completely forgiven. So that's, you know, if we did it in 4 months, you're looking at like close to a, you know, between $7,000 to $10,000 in savings just on that alone.
Right.
Now, to generate the documents, I would need a driver's license and a voided business check to do that. And then I can send them over to you. You can take a look and can answer any questions that you have.
Okay. All right. Let me see.
But really, I understand, you know, we're trying to get that bottom line down. What you're doing here by getting into this program is getting you that additional cash right now, but you're also locking yourself into a much better program than BizFi. What I can say is that sometimes turns into a vicious cycle when you're in a bad loan. You want to get out of that.
Yeah. I'm kind of thinking about, I got to think about this and then just see, you know, or if I just, you know, run the course of where I'm at, you know, what's going to be better for me. So.
Okay.
That's what I have to figure out.
Sure. Sure. Well, if you, if you send over the driver's license and voided check, I can send the documents over and you can see everything in writing for you.
Okay. That'd be great.
Okay. Perfect. Any other questions for me, Jessica?
No, that's it right now.
All right. Sounds good. If you do have something, go ahead. Give me a call.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.